Hello, my audio friends. It is Slandy here. It is Saturday, the 11th of April. I'm sitting here in my subterranean studio here in Montreal, Canada. It is currently 20 minutes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm taking the opportunity. I've got nobody home, so I'm taking the opportunity to fire up the mic. And I've got a Yamaha DX7 Mark IID in front of me that somebody at work graciously has lent me for an indefinite period of time. I've got the keyboard, which is a full synthesizer in front of me here. It's an FM synthesizer, so it uses frequency modulation. I'm going to be doing probably the equivalent of two audio booms or audio recordings, because I'm probably going to use this and then post it up to both audio boom and voice bow, and if not, also on my own website, my own blog, as a quote-unquote audio or MP3 recording, like a podcast. If I sound a little bit if my voice softens every now and then, just as like it just did there, is because I don't have the microphone pointing. It's not in front of me when I'm sitting at the when I'm sitting at the synthesizer. And over here to my right, obviously you can't see it, but close your mind and think to the right of me. I've got immediately to my right, I have the synthesizer. And then if I move over just a little bit more, on the floor is a Yamaha TG-55, which is a sound generator or a sound module or a MIDI sound module. And let me start off by saying that when I first hooked up the DX7 and went through sort of the default patches on the machine, I was less than thrilled, to be honest with you. I've heard a lot said about the DX7. I've heard of people saying how wonderful it is and how an amazing piece of machinery it was. Yes, it's built like a tank. I have to admit, it weighs a ton, and the buttons on it are nice and, you know, they're solid buttons. But I can tell you from at least this model in front of me, which was graciously lent to me again by a friend, a co-worker. He's not really, I don't consider him necessarily a friend, but he's a co-worker, and obviously now a friend since he's lent me these two pieces of electronics there for an indefinite number. He just basically said, if in 5 years we are both still at this company, you can keep it. He says, I got no use for it at home, it's gathering dust, but by no means are they to be given to me. They're just to be lent. And so getting back to the Yamaha DX7, I've always heard that the Yamaha DX7 as being the, sort of the granddaddy of synthesizers. And I've been playing around with it, like I said. There's a few pretty cool sounds on it, but to be honest, a lot of it sounds really dated. So I'm just going to go through a few things here. I was just wondering if I'm going to pause this for a second. And I'm going to pause it, and then I'm going to turn the microphone around, see if I can get it right in front of the synthesizer. The
microphone.
Now it's almost directly in front of my face, and I've still got the unit in front of me. So I'm just going to run through some of the internal voices. Voice single internal, and this is the Hammond organ, I guess. Anyway, that's the Hammond. The 50s, I don't know, it's going through here. I think a lot of these are just, I guess, buttons aren't always reacting well. Electronic Organ 1. Wow, I feel like I'm sitting in my bachelor lounge. Hammond 5, these seem to be all organs. Supertramp. There's one called Supertramp, so And right at the moment, I don't have one Supertramp song in my head. So I couldn't even try to play anything by Supertramp. So what was that? That was number 12. Let's say number 13 is here, Piano MRB. I'm not even sure what that is. I don't know. Let's see, 14, Clavecin. Yes, the harpsichord. Yeah, okay, so gentlemen, remove your wigs. All right, let's see, number 15, Wire Strung. I guess you could do something with that. Number 16, Harpsy Wire. Nah, didn't like that one. Number 17, EXC Violin, it's called. Okay. Warm Stage A, I don't know what this is. Okay, I'm getting carried away. 19, Warm Stage B. Okay, I don't know. Squeak Bass. Squeak Bass. 21, Pizzicato. Ah! Good old violin pizzicato. Let's see if we can do something with this. How long do I have? About 2 minutes and a half. Okay, 22, violoncello. There we go, the violoncello. Okay, multi-percussion. Oh! This is live, remember? I can't correct any of my missed notes here. 24, bassoon. Honestly, every now and then, like we'll hit on a sound in here that sounds a heck of a lot like a, you know, like a $40 Casio keyboard, which I'm looking at one right in front of me. My daughter's Casio keyboard that I found in a dumpster of all places, in the apartment when we used to live near Toronto. But seriously, I mean, this sounds awful. Or at least I think so. I don't know. Whatever. Considering how much this unit cost in those days, right? Internal Voice 25, COR1 is called. Okay, I don't know what you could do with that. 26, trombone. Ah, now, this brings me to something. I only have about a minute. I've been looking for a good trombone sound. I don't know. I played the trombone when I was in high school, so I suppose it's one of those instruments that's near and dear to me. I would never dare buy one and bring it in the house because, well, basically it's very loud, big instrument, but mostly it's because it's loud, and I tend to play stuff like Hawaii Five-O on it and stuff. So, but very interesting, though, that I've been looking for a good trombone sound. I haven't found one yet. So let's see what this sounds like. Not bad, actually. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, well, I'm way over my time limit. Bye!